Buzzers, welcome to the American Idol After Show. Tonight we are going to be talking all things Disney, romance, and not to forget the top seven. Don't.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Just that's my little niece. She loves this.
Oh, don't blame it on your niece. You watch this on your own time.
Maybe I watched it a couple times.
This reminds me of home so much because it's the Polynesian Pacific Islands, right? Moana. And this, every time I fly back to New Zealand, I have this playing in the background as I'm landing. Amazing. Just makes me think. Love travel.
You're so sweet.
Anyway, After Buzzers, oh, good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Hollywood. Tonight we are talking all things American Idol, and it's so exciting now getting down to the top seven. I can't wait to get into it. And it's Disney.
Disney. It's their first ever Disney.
First ever. But before we get into it, let me to introduce you to this fabulous panel. I myself am Kim Davey, and on my left here we have the fabulous
Maddie Makeley,
Joseph Capsch,
and Sarah Serio.
Womp womp.
So let's start off just to begin. We just have to talk about the Disney themes this week. What so did cool. we think? How did it jam?
Can we start with Katie?
Sure.
Why not? She gave it her all.
She should do live action. Was she angling for that? Because it felt like Ryan didn't even know. Ryan's like, oh my God, Katie? Like, he didn't know.
When she came out, because she was Cinderella first, right?
Oh, Katy Perry. Oh my gosh, I thought you guys were talking about Katie. I was like, yeah,
no,
guys.
Katy Perry.
I was like, I thought you meant the contestant Katie.
I was like,
okay, this like theme was even made for the contestant Katie.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
But yeah, Katie, they nailed that Snow White.
She was like incredible.
I think they were all loving their gig, like when they had all the mascots or characters, whatever they're called.
Well, because every girl wants to be a princess too, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that she could pull out the little accent for so long, she was actually really good at it.
She was really good, but she's always kind of theatrical like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I feel like she was in her element.
Mm-hmm. She went there.
What did we think about the green suit?
I love the green suit.
I thought he looked really handsome, but I was like, was that like Lucky Charm? He wasn't Disney themed.
Honestly,
I mean, it takes a real man. I mean, it takes a man to pull off that evergreen, that whole, like, I was like asking my friend, I'm like, would you wear that?
My first thought was Tinkerbell.
Right?
I thought it was like, because they always joke about his height on here. So I was just like, is he trying to do some Tinkerbell type stuff? As bad as that sounds, I don't think that was
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Okay, that was it.
Yeah, no, you just helped me actually, because I was trying to think what he was going for, and I think that might have been it.
That might have been it, yeah.
Yeah.
But
he was on point, though.
Not keeping in character, but hilarious for value, was what about the situation when Katie was trying to do what they do in Australia, where they drink out of their shoes? Thoughts, please.
That was, I mean, I would never, that's just a little gross. I knew Katie would do it, because Katie just, like, she doesn't hold back anymore.
No.
That's.
I mean,
like
she never did.
She's always feeling herself.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it was a little extra, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
At least with her, she fully commits to something and goes the
full way. She does. Yeah, anyway.
So that's tonight, everyone, just a shout out. If you're watching us online, you can live chat us, send us questions, critique, whatever, and we will answer your questions live. Mr. Joseph is going to manage that. Speaking of such, Joseph, do we have any questions or anything so far?
Oh, they're already trying to antagonize. Hey, Jason, Trump America wins again. They know where to push these buttons.
Wow. Okay. Controversial. It's like,
Jason,
guys,
you're right.
Like 5 minutes.
Jason, Trump America wins again. Yes.
I mean, not necessarily.
What is it? What the hell is this? Make America great again.
Oh.
Make Idol great again.
Yeah. Well,
make Kanye great again.
But let's be serious. Honestly, last night, I actually think American Idol was made great again. The ratings were up, highest ever. And I really am enjoying the show. So overall, I'm pretty excited with where it's going.
You look like you were...
No. Go for it. If you have something to say, I was excited for how many people were actually live voting in last night.
Yeah.
if those numbers were accurate, that was a lot. And yeah. I was pretty impressed with those when Ryan said it. Yes.
But I love the one night format.
Oh my God.
Aces, ABC. That was amazing.
That's a game changer up
game
in here.
Game changer.
That is a game changer up in here. I'm happy that they're doing things a little bit more unique, like the Disney nights and themes and things like that, instead of just having it. I mean, they knew they needed to do something, though. Because they, I mean, moves had to be made out here in these streets, you guys. I think, I do like the Disney thing. Is this going to be an every week thing, though, where it's going to be, it's just a one-time thing? Okay, well, I feel like it was like this, and then, you know, now it's up here. But, like, the question is, will it go back down after tonight?
I hope it doesn't.
What do you guys think?
No, I think they're on a good track.
No, it'll keep growing now.
I hope it keeps
And especially because the pace of it, like, I love that they dumped three at it. Like, Because remember when we had to suffer through, like vote for the worst would keep the people, and we had it like Sanjaya. Like, yes, it was funny for like 2 weeks, three. It's not funny for 6 weeks.
No,
but I mean, not only did they get rid of three, but they got rid of three so quickly, and there was no time to even say.
We were talking about this. How okay? You guys know when like you guys know when the screen gets small and the credits come on?
Yeah,
that came on before Ryan Seacrest finished the last two names of I forgot if it was Dennis
really?
Or who.
I didn't
timing
that.
Like pretty close. Much. Like they give them no time for grieving up in here.
No,
at all.
Remember how they used to have their beautiful send off with like the clip package
and
they
get the hugs turn around. And everyone.
And now it's like the shortest kiss goodnight instead.
Honestly, I was like, watching it and I was like, oh my gosh, my roommate was like, this is the fastest, because normally we'll be like, and you'll know after the break. And Ryan was like, and for the seventh spot, and the sixth, and the fifth. I was like, oh my gosh.
I'm happy he whipped through those, but like, whenever you're announcing the people who didn't win, it's like, he was just like, oh, and these three, thank you guys so much for everything. Okay, next week, goodbye, peace out.
I think I actually saw Ada Vox, oh, bless her heart, turn around and actually be facing upstage as if she didn't know whether to walk off or not. And it was just so awkward.
It was so much.
Anyway, let's get into what happened and what we think. So we started with 10. We now have 7. We had some incredible performances.
I love her accent.
It's seven. Seven. Is that my American?
Yes.
Anyway, moving on. So we had one of my favorite all-star, amazing celebrity voices and judges or coaches this week, Idina Menzel.
Yeah.
She is amazing. And for anyone to spend time with her must be life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
So all the contestants went through. And the first one up, well, let's talk about the top 7 that got through.
Yes.
First up, Cade. Is amazing. He rocked that song, The Little Mermaid, and made it so contemporary and his own. That boy has got to win this competition, please.
Yes. You think?
Feel free to challenge that.
But Kim,
I'm a kid fan.
How do you feel about his love interest with the other contestant?
Oh my God.
Idol showmance.
Wait, do our viewers know that? Because this was news to me.
Okay,
news to me, too.
Well, I mean, it was just like, it was so obvious because the camera panned right
with Gabby. So we found out, she found out that Cade is seeing Gabby.
Okay, so on stage, Cade finishes his performance. Ryan comes up to him and says, "Were you thinking about anyone when you were singing that?" Ooh, he says, "Possibly." Then backstage, it pans to Gabby.
Yeah, and she's hiding her face like
pumpkin,
it's so obvious because she's
hiding
so
her face.
I didn't catch up on that.
Oh my god!
I've totally done some research.
Probably why I don't have a boyfriend. Like I just don't read signs.
She did that, and then Katie was like, "Oh!" was when she was getting like so upset.
But anyway, I did some research, and yes, they've been dating for a while.
What? That's true.
They have been dating for a while, and in Kate's words,
fake news.
Hold on, you did
not
research.
Fake. Trust
what
me.
Reporter actually spent time researching who's dating on this edition of
when
Idol?
When it is Cade, I had to know the answer.
Yeah.
And so, they've been dating a while, and Cade said they're in love, and Gabby says, you know, they're very supportive of each other's music careers, and that it would be interesting to see if they got to the top two because they would like to do a song together versus apart. Can you imagine if the whole America had to vote between the star-crossed lovers? Now, that's an angle.
Where did you read this?
Where did you read this?
This is my question.
I love it, but
where did you find this information?
Just Google.
Google? She DM'd them and got the full
That's what I would have done.
Full love story.
Dude, the DM goes down in the DM. But Yeah.
Really?
First thing I thought was, wow, go Cade, because I love how they brought his best friend to go to Disneyland with him in this one. That's cute. Which mm-hmm. was adorable. And I love how they flash back to, like, when he was an awkward little nub. And what are you laughing at?
No, go
at?
Ahead.
Oh, who's commenting?
Because someone just did a throwback to, remember when John Travolta called Idina Menzel Adele Dazeem? Shout out to Adele Dazeem. It's Rotor 13. Thank you. That's I'm sorry. Saying. I didn't mean that
no,
was too
I,
funny.
I had to, I want to know what's
Adele Dazeem. Like, Adele Dazeem.
That was really good.
But yeah, but I love how they flash back to when he's, you know, not as comfortable as he is now and everything. And now he's this pop star and now all the girls like him. And Gabby's really cute, you guys. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a 10. Like, he, like, how happy, like, what a 360 that, or 180 that his life has changed. Which one is it? I don't know.
A 180.
A 180. Oh, that his life dear. Just changed right now, though.
What's in that cup?
Wow. But how about your asking?
It's always interesting to know, like you say, a showmance. And, like, being in theater a lot, you know that these kind of, like, heightened relationships do happen when you're in a state of, like, outside your average day-to-day life. So I wonder if it will actually last afterwards. But
well, really look at, Ace and Diana DeGarmo and Ace, what was Ace's last name? They got married. They have a kid. They, cool. She just had a baby.
Yeah.
You remember them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, because you were looking at me like.
Yeah,
I was trying to think of the last name, too.
Yeah. Ace Young.
Okay, I'm yeah. over here saying
and they're
like
together. They're cute together. Yeah.
Do you guys think that this could have been a publicity stunt?
Well, the idea yes. of them at the finale doing it together and how is America going to work out who wins? That yeah. would be.
Okay, you know well, what I mean? Because, let me help you there.
I mean, as I was watching it, now I like realize like how they just really force like, oh, the mom's coming. Oh, the brother's coming. Oh, the sister's coming. It's just so people can feel for that
yes,
person.
Feels.
And so, yeah, family. Totally could be.
I want to say that this week for me was like turned my you know analysis around for some contestants. I will say that.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, right.
Finally.
So,
really?
Katie Turner has we have not changed that opinion.
We have not changed.
We'll get to that in a second. But no, Gabby actually right? I get it. I got it. It was the song choice. I think like what Katie said about her yes. Realizing like her pop stardom mm-hmm.
yeah.
Like vibe and showing that's what I needed. I needed a pop song thrown at me.
I needed something to get Carrie Underwood out of my head yes. watching her. And this was it.
Like all that, oh golly, oh Jesus, like we get it. Yeah. Katie, I'm telling you, I said this, the judges are spot yes. on with their critiques.
I agree. Yeah.
They are.
Oh, absolutely.
And then what's his name?
Caleb.
Oh my God, he sang the Dennis. Oh God, it was amazing. The
Michael.
Michael.
Oh my God.
He's like my favorite.
He's my favorite too.
Yes.
He's my favorite. He's like, his energy is electric.
Yes.
Like, I love
so
him.
So good.
Honestly though, you know what I was thinking? He's my favorite in this competition just because he's so unique mm-hmm. and different. But like, I don't know why he's still in this competition. I don't know if this is the show for him.
I agree with that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep,
like
definitely.
He's, and I'm not saying, I mean, he's my favorite. Like, I think he's probably the best. But I think he's just so unique and in his own world for a mainstream show like this.
I don't think he's got the performing, he hasn't got the performance aspect that's going to be required of a superstar. A star later on, you know? He's very sweet and humble and everyone loves him. And like Katie said, you make my heart smile. But I don't know if he's got the performance ability to be able to.
I think he has the performance ability. It's not that. There's just something about him that I'm just like.
Yeah, that's.
Like, I don't know. He's just so cool.
I think, how
do I be
what
that
Lionel
cool?
said, Lionel said he is between a Michael Jackson and a, help me, what was the other? He said he falls somewhere
Jackson.
In between
oh,
Michael
gosh.
Jackson and yes. a contemporary.
Oh, Frank Ocean.
And Frank Ocean. He
wow, I didn't even catch that. That
but I agree.
Is exactly what,
I agree.
Yes.
Because Frank Ocean, like, he doesn't necessarily, like, perform in the sense of, like, how other performers do.
Frank Ocean performs the exact same mm-hmm. way. I've seen him perform. And he doesn't do a lot, but he makes it so intimately creative that you fall in love with him instead of making it too flashy. And because that's all he has to do.
I felt like it was effortless.
It was effortless.
His performance felt like he was not nervous at all. And yes, I agree. He like a young Michael Jackson, like you gals are, but like Jackson 5, Michael Jackson, like he gives me vibes of like,
agree.
No, I think he, I know what you're saying. there's something just a bit, but let the makeover keep taking place as week to week. They're, you know, they,
and maybe he'll like pay the new way of like how his performances will be. They won't be like,
I guess what I'm saying is like, even if he got voted off, I still think he'll come out being the biggest artist, most successful in this competition.
He's sweet and he's lovely and I think he's super likable, but I just don't see anything from post once
I get it.
Once his image is gone from the screen, and if you were just to listen to him, I don't think he'd have the effect on you.
I know, because Cade's so original. Another white guy with a guitar. Oh, I mean, absolutely groundbreaking. Groundbreaking, Kim.
Wow, you're not holding anything back.
She's like, I just don't think he has the performance ability. Like, we need another white guy with a guitar.
I think Michael could.
Michael could. He's like, he has the rooting value of like a Ruben Studdard, the Velvet Teddy Bear.
Yes.
That's what it is. There's something really sweet and endearing. And even if you don't love his performance, like his style, you root for him. Mm-hmm. I was like so touched by that performance.
He shocks you every time. You're like, oh, okay. And then he'll just do something and you're like, so wow.
He's someone where like you have to, it's like a Billie Eilish, like you have to know like the creativity behind them and like just how, I don't know, I'm in love with him. Okay. I don't know, you have to look at him in a certain way in order to get it, I think. I don't know, he's one of those type of artists.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely nailed the Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast, yeah.
That's what tick it was,
for
yes.
That. Check for that. Check. Do you guys say check? Tick. Check. Check. Tick. And what's that?
I said tick.
Tick. We said tick. Caleb, Cade also, so Little Mermaid, rock and roll version, and then Gabby. Yes, I agree. She blew it away with the Pocahontas, Colors of the Wind.
She did.
I'm just happy it wasn't a country song. Mm-hmm.
But I will say at the beginning for me, I felt a little uncomfortable with her song because I think she was trying to go country. And my roommate agreed with me, so I'm just going to shout that out. It was just a little wonky for me at the beginning.
Okay.
Because I felt her being like, land, like, you know, having a little, like, and it didn't need to happen.
Okay.
But it ended great.
What I do love is the, obviously, the backdrop, the LED screens.
I loved all of the backgrounds for everyone.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. Do you like her more as a country star or this pop star
pop
that they
star.
Want?
Pop
star. Okay, cool.
Pop star.
I think she forces the country twang. I'm not against country music. I love country music.
Because what's more original than a white blonde chick singing country?
I know.
Speaking of country, what about Mr. Caleb, our tall white male, who sang
Caleb.
The Toy Story, You've Got a Friend in Me.
So cute. He's
such a perfect voice.
He's the one that brought his best friend. I'm sorry. I was thinking of, Cade. I think we established
Cade
that.
Caleb.
Cade and Caleb, different people.
I
this one brought his best friend out.
Caleb. I do. Because I think he's so dry, funny. When he's like, they're like, who are you singing it to? And you think you'd say, anyone. He's like, my dog. Like, I just think he's so humble and sarcastic.
So humble.
I really like him.
I agree. He is humble.
Yeah. He just wants to buy a piece of land. He said, I just want to buy a piece of land.
Yeah.
You know, I really like him. He doesn't wow me.
Hold on. Sean, for the record, Sean Latham, nothing is wrong with country music.
I said nothing was wrong with country music.
We're just saying that Idol tends, you have a leg up in the competition if you are a country artist because a large voting block of the show are country fans.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing wrong with country music. I love Taylor. I love I love Luke. I mean, there's a lot of art. I love Sam Hunt.
Sam Hunt's wrong with country.
Sam Hunt. Yeah, I love. Love.
Me too.
All right, speaking of liveness, Mr. Joseph, you have a live read for us.
Something
to tell us all?
Want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was the American Idol panel that sent you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Check it out. For free.
And for real. I mean, it's like, I love her podcast. Like, even if I wasn't, like, having to read this, I'm like, I love Maria's podcast.
She has great guests on it every single week.
Yep.
She's the real deal.
I'm sorry. Wait, what did Do we seem like we don't like country music?
Someone just...
No, because we were saying we were so happy that Gabby... I think it was... well, you weren't that here for the last 2 weeks. So
I wasn't.
We probably started that dumpster fire a little bit. Sorry. But we know, we do like country music.
Yeah. We're just saying for Gabby, she's promoting something that, like, doesn't... I don't think she'll go as far if she did country... Than with pop, because that's just her to me.
Country pop. I think she's in Taylor Swift's lane.
And we do touch up on that a lot. I mean, people are probably like, look at these LA people with their hip hop and EDM beats nonstop.
Hey, speaking of someone else who can do everything, Maddie. Oh my goodness. Maddie. Last night, Maddie Poppy. The Bear Necessities from the Jungle Book. Her voice.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say.
She did so really like well tonight.
I love her now. I've been converted.
Did you?
She was one of the ones in the transition that I absolutely, you're right. But what I want her to just, this is what I'm going to say. I want like a management team. I want like a Scooter Braun to get a hold of her though.
Yeah.
Because I want her to be contemporary artist. No. I don't want her to be like banjo artist.
Yes. No, why?
I want her to sing me out like strong ballads and like, yeah.
You agree. I agree because I don't know why.
She won me over this week. I like her.
You don't get
I'm
her?
I'm a fan.
I don't get her either.
No, I like her after tonight. For some reason, I completely 100% overlooked her up until tonight. I didn't realize how good she was until tonight.
I overlooked her.
Now I like her a lot.
I thought she did a great job on this song, but I just don't get her.
We talked about this last week, Sarah, darling.
That's very true.
We did.
I get what you're saying. She's a very strong voice, but I don't see...
She's 80s. She's old school. She appeals to the older demographic, and wow, she can play that ukulele all day long, because that market is definitely in the voting pool. Like, the older demographic...
I need to connect.
I need
to have something.
You need her to have them. I know what you need from her. You need a Catherine McPhee Somewhere Over the Rainbow moment with Maddie.
She's like,
it's the song. Remember, like, remember when Catherine McPhee sang that and she was like, and by the way, I love Kat. I love her. But remember when she was sitting on the floor and like she had no shoes on? It's like she
needs a good
That
song.
Was her moment.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I don't think any of her songs have just connected with me.
I don't see.
Sorry.
I don't see.
I just have to, next week.
No, because I have to think about this. I don't see a lot more than these vintage retro vibes with her.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
I think I wrote down for her folky... like Florence and the Machine. She's very indie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Simple.
I just give Maddie a... Here, TJ said, give Maddie a Florence and the Machine song. Yes.
Hey!
Smart viewers.
TJ said... We're on the same wavelength.
Oh my god.
Wavelength.
Oh my god.
He's right.
What just happened, Sarah? What was that?
I don't know.
Can you name something though in recent memory, like, I don't know, an award show, a concert, anything where a successful is playing a banjo?
The background.
Please point that out to me.
No, but it can be done. Like, if it's done with the right song.
Yep.
And done correctly, it can be done.
And Lionel said tonight, we are after someone who has instant identity. And if she is going to pull those kind of tricks and nobody else is doing it, then that's perfect.
But yeah, here's the thing. William Hung had instant identity, too.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Go for it.
It can be done, but I don't think it can be done more than once or twice.
No.
She'll pop off, big thing, but it'll be like... Like a Walmart Yodo boy. That's like a one hit.
What? A Walmart to Atlantic.
I'm gonna move this along because we just can't go here anymore. Cash Me Outside, girl.
Maddie,
okay.
She actually is like a Billboard winner or something. Isn't she? She's nominated.
She's nominated for Bad Girl, whoever.
She's nominated. How about that?
Who's your favorite, Joseph?
Katie Turner. How did she turn on you on?
Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you because I didn't watch it live. I couldn't. I was like this.
Katie?
I heard 1 minute to hear the vocal, like I did, like a DJ does when he picks out a song. You're like, 30 seconds, okay, it's in my rotation. That's what I was. Okay, yeah, and then I went to the judges.
I wasn't impressed with her.
I don't know what it is. I want to like her. I can't.
Oh, you've always felt this way about her? Oh, see, like that, I just felt that way about her tonight. I don't know why she didn't wow me. I don't know. I think she's mellowed out a little bit.
a lot she's of kind of like now she's she like knows her stick. Yeah, and like I said, she has the most followers on Instagram.
Is she?
Yeah, of all the contestants. How many is that? It's like 100. Well, as of when I checked, I didn't check recently, but it was like 165.
Wait, did you say she mellowed? Go back up a second.
I think she mellowed out. And Katie even said, tonight you were very mature and you went from a girl to a woman, which is ironic considering it's a Disney night.
Katie yeah. Turner.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they probably were smart and spiked her drink with like a Xanax or something. They were like, this girl's got to calm down.
Can I just say my fact that I found out about Katie Turner?
Yeah, yes. What?
So, Katie Turner went to, this is going to sound very confusing. She did the high school conservatory program for the college that I went to. So she already has this training. So if she thinks she's trying to fool you, America.
Training on what?
She did the AMDA, which is a college and conservatory for the performing arts in New York City. They have a high school program. And she was in that.
But is that necessarily a bad thing? Isn't that just...
No, but I'm just saying, like, she has...
Sarah's like, don't be too wowed, you guys.
I'm just saying she has...
don't cloud her up too much.
Professional training.
Okay. I think that's a good thing.
Hey. I'm just letting everyone know.
Okay. Cool.
Katie... And Roter13 is saying... He's right. Katie gets consistently the most views on her performance. Which, by the way, these are all... You're absolutely right. So thank you again. You're all these markers, the Instagram following, the views on YouTube. Yeah, it is indications that she's sailing through. There's no doubt about it. Who do we think if were we going to do predictions at the end? Okay, then I won't say that.
For
okay.
sure. Hold on. One last person to get through, Journey.
Yes.
I love her.
I still love her. I don't get why America. Well, I do get why America's not connecting with her, but I'm not going to say it again.
We can talk about that in a minute. It's really sweet that her mom got to spend the day in Disneyland with her, and I loved her song. Her look is just great. I really just saw her, and I was like, I don't think there's anyone that's like that right now, and she could sell.
I love it. She's someone who isn't the cliche American Idol, which is the best part about it, I think.
Do you know that I actually am going to say this because I think that I actually wish Ryan did not do keep doing shout-outs to her girlfriend because I literally think it loses her votes. Like,
yes.
Your girlfriend's like, oh, she's shipping on, and it's like, yes, I love our troops. Like, that is amazing. Like, our troops do courageous things every day on behalf of all of us, so we can sit here and basically talk about an Idol. But it's like, I just think it loses votes for
he's
you.
He's not
like,
doing her a favor.
You're not doing her a favor. It's like, and you had a rough week this week, and it's like, wow. Yeah. Like, literally, as a gay man, I was cringing because I'm like, don't. I'm like, don't.
Promote it.
Don't. It's so weird. It's like you're in this, like, it's this chicken and egg thing. You're like,
no, but that's what's I mean.
But you look at what happened. They went to Ada Vox. They were like, girl, bye.
Yeah.
America said, girl, bye.
Which broke my heart.
So Journey did the Moana How Far I'll Go, and like I agree with you, she looks stunning, and just she could move, and she had the stage presence. I just think, like they said, she was super connected as well, so she did a really, really good job. Mm-hmm. But I think we should talk about it, Joseph. Very interesting. At the end of the night, we have four contestants on stage. We have a drag queen, we have a lesbian, we have a black guy, and then we have... Who was the fourth person?
Michelle, the white... she's not white. She's
Venezuelan. That said a lot, because who did we have sitting in the top seven? We had literally white Americans, except for Michael.
Which I was... At least I was looking, and I was like, thank the Lord. I was like, at least there was someone else. I was like, because that just looked bad.
Yeah. So, everyone, if you want to put in the comments your thoughts about this and questions, you go for it. We want to talk about this, because... being you're non-American here, I think it's interesting to see it from a different side as well. But what is happening? Is it purely just the people who are taking the time to vote? Because obviously that can't be the full demographic of America, because we know we're quite divided on these different race issues and different gender issues and equality. What's going on, Joseph?
No, I agree with Joseph.
It's that it hasn't really... it's always been like this for Idol, but the difference is that Idol never really... had openly gay, or they had gay contestants, and they did
not this openly gay,
but they didn't have them open. It was sort of like not discussed. Mm-hmm. So the audience was the audience for American Idol just tends to be not as it was cosmopolitan, like to the degree with media, when they were like, you know, in New York and LA, and it was getting tons of ratings. But it's really the heartland that watches American Idol, mm-hmm. and more of middle America. Mm-hmm. So it's not surprising. It's like, yeah. and for us to not recognize that, because I know some of the viewers and the comments, they get like, why are you politicizing it? But it's like, we live in a polarized country right now, more polarized than ever. Yes, American Idol is divided. Look at the Roseanne viewership on ABC. Mm-hmm. Who were the 20 million people tuning into Roseanne? Because it wasn't the Will and Grace viewers, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. It's just true. And I wish with everything that it could just be like, oh, that person's a great performer, that person's a good singer, and you don't look at anything else besides that. But there is going to always be like, oh, they were this or they were that.
Mm-hmm. And it's
which
like,
is sucky.
I get what people are saying, like, don't politicize it. But at the same time, like, how can you ignore that? Absolutely. When it's just too obvious, like, especially in that case. And especially when they waited, because they waited to say Journey Pass until like one of the last four. Like, why didn't they just put her first? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, suspense. At least somewhere in there. Interesting. Suspense. But like, I mean, come on, you know?
I was so excited, though, that she got it.
Out of the four, I'm excited she did, too. Dennis, I don't know. For some reason, that one just really hurt me tonight.
Did it? Because of his daughter being
his
there?
Daughter, and I liked his story with his dad, with the how he chose the Lion King. Mm-hmm. It's just like, he's so strong.
That was good.
I think he was one of the most underrated in the competition.
I agree with you. I do agree with you on that.
But you didn't actually... Did you think his performance was worthy? I think it was that.
No, but I
overall
think
he should have stayed.
Yeah.
But I think if you were judging on this performance night, it was weak.
Yeah.
Weaker.
But the thing is, too, I kind of feel that way with some other people as well.
So just hold on. The other disadvantage for Dennis tonight was the fact that he was last. So they had less time to vote for him, too.
I know.
Too.
How does that work,
Joseph?
Say it again.
Well, Dennis was last.
Sorry, Sarah. This was Sarah's fault. You distracted me.
My
Sarah,
beauty.
You're so distracted.
I'm
your
distracted
beauty.
By your beauty. That
so beautiful
it,
face.
You have to admit that it is slightly unfair for the contestants who hopefully randomly, the order that it is, go last because people have less time to vote. And if he was first, more people could have sat there at the ads and gone, oh, I might get my phone now and vote.
Well, Ryan did indicate that because remember when Ryan said, I'm going to tell you, this was all extremely close. And even less like it was like 0.09 something difference between some. Yeah. I think it's like... The people that are like building like rabid fan bases are the ones like that they're doing like the super dials and all that other stuff.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I was gonna say, you just mentioned if you're basing it on this current performance, but like who's is anyone really basing it on the performance of that night? I mean, so, don't get me wrong, I'm sure some people are.
Yeah.
But like, I'm sure most. Pretty much.
But I think,
the one with the most Instagram followers or whatever it is, you know? I mean, there's reasons why you see their numbers growing and stuff, and specifically Katie or whoever. So people are going to be voting for these people no matter what, like their performances.
And I think at the beginning of it, actually...
Oh, to answer your questions, Eleanor Blass, thank you. Well, I love our view. Our viewers are really smart. They're very well informed, so thank you. Eleanor
Shout
Blass
out.
Says there were over 1 million votes cast before anyone even sang.
Yeah, and I think Ryan said that. And also at the beginning, Ryan was like, you can go on our website or on our app, and it has the number for you to text just if you like that person. So, like Maddie was saying, no, I don't think it really could go off the song. If you just want that person to go through, you can vote even when they haven't even gone yet.
And that's so interesting, so it's more of like a popularity contest, obviously, than a singing competition.
Oh my god! Jason Beast is on
you. Go ahead, you can.
He literally
I love the live
said
chat.
Popularity over performance.
Mm-hmm. Boo.
Boo. And then he also said, wasn't it unfair that Dennis went last?
Yeah.
He's on your wavelength, too.
Yes.
We got it.
You know what
I almost want them to do? I want them, whoever got the most votes, I want them next week put those people last. You know, like performance.
Yes.
Wise.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
I think
you know,
it'd be fair.
Do you know, like, yeah. I think that would just be fair. And then, like, rotate it every week.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever had the lowest goes first. And then whoever had the last goes last. I don't know if they'll do that, but I think that's what they should do.
Okay.
I think the funniest thing is, though, is that they are not... they used to, like, be bragging, like, we had 50 million... But it's like, why aren't we hearing the whole number?
Like, yeah, like 9 million.
You used to hear it, like, 70 times, or that we've had 50 million... Like, it was like Ryan could not say it enough, and now notice how it's like...
Now it's like...
Well, at least it's on the move up. Like, it's honestly done the best this week.
Maybe next week it'll have more because they didn't realize that it was all in one night, or I don't know. Maybe they'll just...
Yep. Maddie went first 2 weeks in a row.
Interesting.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah. Well, like, they're probably, so are we trying to then, are we insinuating there's manipulation?
No, I
on
just,
the producer's part by what they're
no,
doing?
No, not
we
at all.
We are hitting hard.
I don't
perception
think so.
Is reality,
it's
right?
It's just as unfair if you accidentally end up getting the little small short straw and have to go last.
I just want to know how they're picking the, mm-hmm. the rotation That's of who's going.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's random, but I hope it is. Anyway, so moving on to Miss, your favorite. It, well, was your favorite at one point. Ada Vox.
Ada.
Circle of Life, Lion King. I was absolutely gutted when she didn't get through because I truly thought that was one performer. And she could have her own show in Vegas in a second.
Oh, I know. I thought too.
Oh, did you?
Like, I loved it.
Actually, yeah.
Do you know what's so funny? I could see her performing at, like, an actual Disney play. Like, having that type of
I'm wondering if
off.
She should have been on like America's Got Talent or something instead, because then you can get that show.
I know
she would have went way further, I think, in America's Got Talent or The Voice than American Idol. But I mean, this is how it panned out for her.
So, what did we think of the performance last night, Joseph?
Oh, it was amazing! like all her performances are, but I just didn't even.
It's amazing.
I think that I was watching social media last week after she got pushed through by the judges, and I even think again, by pushing her through, it doesn't even. It almost like it's more harm. It's like, oh, they're just making her stay. Like angry people that are like biased against any kind of other person are going to use every move to just be more angry.
Yeah, yeah. But the same thing happened
with
Journey.
You see it on the internet. Just look at it. It's like, oh, the judge. Of course the judges. Of course the liberal producers. You know, they're pushing her through. And it's like, I knew she was going this week. So I was just like, enjoy her swan song, Lion King. at least her hair was, at least her wig was on point.
She was great. And like Katie said, like she talked to her just to make sure this wasn't a shtick that she was doing. And last night's performance absolutely was not at all. It was like full embodied from beginning, further from beginning to when she had to leave.
Yeah, Ada Vox, please get your own show in Vegas. I will absolutely come and see it after Celine.
What do we think of those packages too? I'm so over the. Could they cut the packages completely?
What? Which one?
Like, I just want to see the mentor working with them, but then all the like, we went to Disneyland. I don't want to see that. No, am I the only one that doesn't want to see all that?
I love that.
You did like it. I was just like, what a waste of like an hour.
You know why? I think they want you to see. They want to bring personal people into their life so that you see the person they are, as opposed to just another voice.
Is the reason, or is it just the fact that Disney have just released new Pixar Feast and they're just promoting it?
I don't know.
It.
Maybe that's why.
I mean, I was just at Disney and I wish I was there when I saw them.
Or maybe it's called money.
And I feel like it works for some and then it kills other contestants.
Yeah.
Ada. What happened.
Yeah.
Who was introduced for her.
Yes.
Just Ada, it's been great knowing you.
Oh, I appreciate
it. We'll see Ada Vox.
We will see her.
Yeah, you definitely will be seeing her.
Okay, and Michelle Soucet, our fabulous bilingual.
Wait, who?
Spaniard.
Exactly, thank you. I know exactly who you're talking about. No, literally, though, I'm sorry. She's great. I'm just so unfazed by it.
I was joking, but
I can't, because Maddie Poppy grew on him, but now Michelle has grown on me.
But like, what about her, though? I mean, how does she, I don't understand how she stood
Michelle
out.
Michelle is
anyone.
A rock star.
She's a rock star, but I don't know how she stood out.
She reminded me of a Selena.
She reminds
Not Selena
me
Gomez,
of
guys. Selena.
Here's the problem.
She reminds me of all my best friends who can sing.
We have one of my favorite singers on in the market right now, Camila Cabello.
Those harmonizers will go at you. But, I've been there.
But anyone, any girl that age and that age group that pales in comparison to like a Camila, like where do you put her in the market? It's great. She's bilingual. So are a lot of Latin singers. That's what they do.
Yeah, like they even try to push like Demi Lovato with that and Selena Gomez sometimes. So
Cardi B's on it.
I don't know. I have a funny feeling that I think she's going to now, she could go home and be super famous.
I think she's going to have a great career on like
100%.
A carnival cruise ship.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's not even shade. She could do a Vegas show.
That would be a huge thing.
She could do a Vegas
I would keep shouting out Vegas.
She could do an off-Broadway show.
I think she'll do great in her profession from here on out. I don't think she's gonna be Camila Cabello.
No, she's
all
not.
All these people are gonna do great because of the generation that we're in.
But there's some people in this competition that I'm just like, they are gonna be a star. And with her, I was just like, she's gonna do great being an artist and singing.
How many more weeks are left?
It finishes at the end of the month, 30th.
So, like, in four weeks, won't remember that she was in the competition.
I agree.
Joseph's
going to ask you that.
Sorry.
I agree.
Sorry. It's if they don't have any Simon Cowells around, we'll just keep it real here. Okay. We'll keep it 100.
100.
We'll keep it 100.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Well, so that was the 10 for last night. Mm-hmm. We have 7 left. Those 3 are bye-bye. Honestly, Adavox will have her own show, so we're sorted there. Sarah, darling, do you want to just talk about where everyone can find us?
Yeah, definitely. If you want to check us out on iTunes, give us 5 stars because you can't give us 6, so we're working on it. And just comment, subscribe, not only for American Idol, but also other AfterBuzz shows. We'd really appreciate that. Go to iTunes right now. Did you do it?
Good job.
Thanks. And by the way, just so you know, our fans do agree with me.
For which part?
The viewers are you are smart viewers. They're like, she's just not good. She's like
Jason B.
He goes, Jason B. Coming in not again. Even about the immigrant thing. She isn't a singer. She's just not good. Jason, we agree.
Joseph agrees. I do.
Jason,
not.
I agree.
She has the full package. I agree. Everything. That's hilarious. Cool. So just as a fun topic at the end, I would just like to know who you thought overall had the best or the worst, actually, song choice.
Worst?
The worst song choice this week. Who do you think it was?
Well, I loved all that. All the songs made my heart really happy because they were Disney.
Aww.
I'm not going to lie. The worst song?
I actually thought it was Katie.
I didn't. I was just going to say. You Got a Friend in Me.
Katie Turner.
Oh, Katie Turner. Katie?
Yeah.
I didn't like You Got a Friend in Me one. I love that song. I just don't, like, it's not challenging. Everyone can nail that song. I can nail that song and I don't even sing.
I was disappointed they didn't put throwback the Prince of Egypt and do like the Mariah Carey Whitney Houston song. Yeah. When You Believe. That would have been great.
I would say Katie as well. And Dennis, I loved the meaning of it, but I just felt like his song, I don't know if I blacked out, but I feel like his song like finished so fast. Because I just feel like nothing happened in his song for me to be like, oh, okay, it just like ended.
Yeah,
I feel like really quick.
I think they should have had Katie do Hakuna Matata.
That would have been appropriate.
That would have been perfect for her. That's her personality.
Because honestly, Sleeping Beauty, Once Upon a Dream, it was too kind of slow and grandiose for her. And
guys,
she didn't look right.
I'm telling you though, they needed her to chill. They either A, asked her to calm down, or B, put Xanax in her drink so that she would chill out.
They were like, ring ring, it's the Idol doctor.
Well,
it's physician from Idol.
I think they either, like, they probably were like, look, it's cute, it got you this far, you need to calm down. That's what I think.
You say that because I don't know if you saw when they were backstage at one point. Ryan was interviewing them and she was standing away from the mic and he's like, Kitty, or whoever it was. And she's like, oh no, I don't want the mic.
No, I've never seen that. She's like, I'm stepping away from the mic. I was like, now you're stepping away from the mic? Really? Like, I don't know. I think they said something, or someone said something, or she got Instagram
DMs. She reads a lot of her comments. So
don't read the comments.
Wait, she does?
She said she reads her comments and the negative ones like affect her. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
why
sad.
Would you keep going back for like punishment then? Like why?
Well, I feel like if you're new, they probably find it exciting, like because they'll see so many nice comments, and then when you see one negative, you're going to keep reading.
Especially the Instagram DMs,
I feel like,
too.
For her, at least, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. And well, you know, you get 100 positive, and then you get one that, and guess what, one you're stressing that all
well
day.
It depends on your personality type too. Like, she's obviously, you know, soft at heart and has dealt with this kind of stuff all her life, so she's probably used to it and it affects her. And so we need to be nice to people.
If you ain't got haters, so much you ain't doing something kind. Right,
isn't
exactly
it?
Yeah.
What are they talked about?
Easier
at least
to
a
be kind than right.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah,
that's true.
I think.
Well, it's obviously work for her. Lots of Instagram
haters.
Unless you're Harvey Weinstein.
Unless you're Harvey Weinstein. Unless you're Harvey Weinstein. Then
Lordy. Okay, predictions for the future, fortune tellers. Who do we truly think at this stage is going to make it through?
As in like 3 or 2?
Give me your
one.
Top 3.
That's like half of them.
God.
Give them top 2.
Top 2? Well, Michael J. and Caleb Lee.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, this is ambiguous. Are we doing
who's going to win?
It's like who we think and then who
those
should.
Are my
I think
favorites.
We should do who should win, who
we think is actually going to
win.
Who
will
win.
That's such a shame. Because
I want my
difference.
Opinion and then I'm telling you who's going to win.
Okay, yeah. Let's hear both.
Go
I'm
ahead.
I'm going to say who I'm thinking is going to win too. My favorites are Caleb and Michael J.
Okay.
Who I think is going to win? Katie Turner.
Wow.
No, meaning like top, who do you think is going to be in the finale? Now
Katie,
you spoil. Oh,
Katie,
great.
Now you just screwed her all up.
I'm just thinking, like, yeah, Katie Turner is going to be in it with
Caleb.
Okay, so we agree. So, so agree. Who will win? It's going to be a finale of Caleb and Katie.
Cece.
Probably the boringest finale of Idol history. And then my who should is like Journey or Michael.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Those are my favorites. That was... You said top three. Journey, yeah. Michael, and believe it or not, I'm going to go with Maddie. Because I think that if they give her the rights, like, I just want her to, like, be more... guided on like what she's gonna sing.
Give me
something.
A good song.
I need her to be
side.
Branded. You're right. I need
yeah,
her to be
I want
branded.
The branding machine to
I
take
need
her.
Over. Once she gets that, she has my vote. As
I agree.
No, and everything else, same thing. I want Michael one or Journey. Michael, I don't think that's gonna happen. Like not even a little bit, but I hope. And yeah, Katie and Cade, which will be hands down the most cliche. American Idol.
You mean Caleb?
It'll be okay. White girl Caleb. Or guy with
Caleb.
A guitar then.
Caleb and Katie. Yeah. yeah, the most original.
So you're I totally so sweet like how so. Stunned Kim gets is just like
I
always
know.
Feel like what? The odd one out and I'm like, what is going on? But it's nice to actually know how different the
I
world
mean,
is.
I mean I love to be proven wrong, so if you're right, hey.
No,
I love so it. Funny.
I honestly think that the final will be Cade, Katie. No, Cade, and then Maddie. Cade and Maddie are going to be in the top two.
Oh, you don't think Cade? I think Caleb's sailing to the
sorry,
finale.
Not Maddie. Oh, Maddie, sorry. Oh my gosh.
Actually, I shouldn't be debating your predictions. I'm
my
sorry.
My prediction is Cade, Rock and Roll, and Gabby.
That you want to win?
She wants the star-crossed lovers.
The star-crossed lovers will be in there. That's so worked on me, ABC, by the way. Totally those two, because those two can be rock stars. Just by themselves, completely. And then Maddie, yeah, I think Maddie's amazing.
You know what? Disney theme was perfect. They can be rock stars
they
in
can.
A land
far away.
What do the viewers think? Who's going to win this thing?
Oh, they're totally not agreeing with you. No, I'm kidding. So Jason is saying Journey and Maddie are out next week. And then someone is saying Journey should Maddie? Win, but in reality, she's not Journey. She's not going to win.
And then they're saying that the finale is top three this year, not two.
Oh,
so your star-crossed lovers won't happen.
So it's going to be Caleb, Katie, and Gabby. That's your finale. And the guy will will win.
I want Michael J to be in that top three. Please.
I really do want him to.
I do too, but I think he's going to be like your fourth or fifth. Like how yeah. many do they dump next week?
I don't
probably. Three again?
I think so.
Like,
I
by the way, it's like a bloodbath. Every week's Idol bloodbath.
Gone.
I feel like so, yeah? Right?
Yeah. Is it another three?
I don't know. Maybe alrighty. They can
well,
just
if it,
do
well,
one.
If it's May 20th and 21st
so.
Are the finales.
Drop them like flies. Like.
Yeah.
Only if they're a good pick.
Anywho, it's yeah. nice to be divided because we can agree to disagree yeah. and no yes. one really knows until the finals. So, AfterBuzzers, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciated all your comments and we will see you same time, same place, this time next week, or you can check us out on the podcast anytime you like. This is Kim Davey at Kim Davey Live.
Hey guys, and you can follow me on all my social media at Maddie_Meekly.
And I'm Joseph Capsch at Joseph Capsch.
Again, thanks so much for watching, guys. I'm Sarah Serio, and you can follow me at S Serio.
Good night.
Have a good
See
week.
You.
Okay, bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.